Arachin Chap 6 Mishnah 3 Afal Pisha Amru, even though we said Chava Arachin Mamashkinan Oisan, that the pledges are taken from someone who owes valuations, as we said in the last Mishnah, if the person's made a valuation and he can't pay, so the temple treasurers would come to his house and they would extract collateral to secure the pledge that he made. So says this Mishnah, Noisnin lo mazon shloshim yom, they have to leave him food for 30 days, ksoshneim asachodesh, clothing for 12 months, umita mutsas, and bed and bedding, vasandalin, shoes, utfilin, and his tefillin. That's what they have to leave him as a bare minimum. Loi avalo le'ishto velo levanav, him, but not for his wife or his children. Now what this means, we'll see later in two Mishnah's time, that they're not allowed to actually take anything away from the wife and the kids. The wife and the kids, what they have is off limits to the temple treasurer. But if he hasn't already given them, let's say, clothing, that he's not allowed to withhold money from the temple treasurer and say that this money is being kept aside for their clothing and their etc. So their future expenses he's not allowed to keep back from the temple treasurer, but what they already have is off limits to the temple treasurer, as we'll see in two Mishnah's time. Imhaya uman, if he is a craftsman, then noisnen loshne klei umanos mikol min v'min, then they leave him two of each kind of tools. So for example, Charesh, if he is a carpenter, Noisnin lo shnei matzadin, they leave him two axes, ushtei megaros, and two saws. So you see, they leave him two of each kind, two axes and two saws if he's a carpenter. Rebbe Lezer Omer, he says, Imhaya ikar, if he is a farmer, Noisnin lo es tzimdo, they give him his yoke, which he obviously needs to plow his fields, etc. Chamar, if he's a donkey driver, noisnin lo es chamor, then they give him his donkey. And he brings over here that the difference between Rebbe Eliezer and the Tana Kama is that according to Rebbe Eliezer, these things count as regular property these things count as tools, not regular property. According to the Tana Kama, these things are regular property, which means that they could be confiscated. The yoke and the donkey could be confiscated. And he brings up here that the locha does not follow Rebbe Eliezer. So the yoke of the oxen and the donkey constitute property, like the first opinion, not like Rebbe Eliezer, that they constitute tools.